right, everyone. Welcome back to the Momentum Fit podcast. This will be episode 019. We have been on quite the layoff, technical difficulties, I'll probably say. But we are back at it, and we have a new employee, new trainer, Mackenzie Pertue. So we are going to get to know her today. Tell everyone hello.
Hello, everybody.
So we are excited to have her. You've been training here how long now?
Maybe 2 months, maybe 2 months? Less, somewhere in there.
Okay, and where are you originally from?
So originally from Green Bay, Wisconsin, and then school.
So actually from Green Bay, not like around Green Bay.
From the city of Green Bay.
City of Green Bay.
Go Pack, go!
Huge Pack fan.
Yep, gotta be. Okay. We own them, so
cool.
Gotta be.
Right? Yeah, that's right. The town owns the team, right?
Yes.
Okay,
yes.
That's very cool.
The town owns the team. So very cool. I guess concept. I don't technically own anymore. I don't live there, but
right.
My parents do. So.
Okay. And then school background, like where'd you go to college?
Yep. So I went to Michigan Tech, which, believe it or not, is more north than Green Bay, Wisconsin. So up in the UP of Michigan.
Okay. And you played basketball there?
I did. Played all basketball. Right. 4 years on the women's basketball team, and then I also went to grad school there, where I was a strength and conditioning grad assistant and assistant women's basketball.
Awesome. So what position did you play?
Shooting guard.
Okay.
Shooting guard. Yep.
So shoot the lights out?
That's what I was always trying to do.
Okay. So pretty cool that March Madness starts today, right?
Yeah.
Does men and women both start today?
Yeah. So women are a day behind
the
men.
All
right. And right now. So the first two games, they were a day behind, and then Friday, Saturday will be the big days for the women's side.
Okay. So who's your pick for the, give me a pick for the men and the women to win.
Okay. Men.
We'll see how this turns out.
Men, I'll have to go UConn. I'll go for the back-to-back.
I hear
that's a popular pick.
Yep. Yep.
Women's side. I think South Carolina is going to be on a comeback tour here. They're definitely on a tear.
Okay.
And I think if South Carolina doesn't win it, I think it's going to be something crazy like USC or...
Just some random team that nobody expects?
Yeah, somebody that wasn't expected. I don't think I want Iowa, but I don't know.
Anybody but LSU?
Anybody but LSU. That's a back-to-back I won't pick.
Okay. Well, I'm going to take Baylor for the men,
ooh,
and then I am going to take Iowa for the ladies.
I respect that. I like it.
Caitlin Clark is
so
going to get it done this year.
She's so good.
Because they lost
so.
In the finals last year.
They did.
Right, to LSU. So
yes.
This year, get it done.
I hope so. I hope you're right. I really do.
Awesome. So what, I'm assuming doing the coaching with basketball, that was kind of maybe your segue into fitness, but is there anything else that kind of got you going down that path?
Yeah, no, I mean, definitely just the background in athletics. I would say what probably really ended up steering me in that direction is in college I had a couple injuries.
Okay.
I had one my freshman year, broke my kneecap, and when I came back from it, I just wasn't the same. And it was 2 years of not feeling the same. And then we got a new strength coach, end of my junior season, into my senior year. That kind of changed my mindset on a lot of it. I realized how beneficial if I'm doing things right in the weight room. Not only did it help me physically on the court, but my confidence as well. So that's when I was oh man, this is cool. And I've always liked working out and fitness. And then I was that's a whole job. This dude that's coaching
me,
this is a whole job. And so that's really, it was my senior year where I was I'm going to have to take a hard right turn because my undergrad degree was psych. So, and I didn't know what I was going to do.
So breaking your kneecap sounds pretty painful.
Mm-hmm.
Did you literally break the bone of the kneecap?
Yeah. You know, actually that was probably it didn't hurt that bad in the moment, but yeah, I was going up for a layup, got tripped, came down on my knee. And so it snapped, it cracked in half.
Okay.
Essentially.
Did your patella tendon unattach or anything like that?
No, I had no issues with any ligaments or tendons,
really?
Which was really lucky. So it's just the bone. And truly, I got up and thought, ooh, that was a stinger. And I tried to play and it just didn't really function.
Interesting.
So
how long have you been personal training now?
So I have been in this business for, I would say it's kind of hard to explain off and on. In grad school, I was doing strength conditioning. But out of grad school, I coached basketball right away.
Okay.
But as a basketball coach, I was doing the strength conditioning for our program. And served as the interim strength coach for the whole department at one point.
Okay, very cool.
But about 2 years ago is when I got out of coaching basketball and fully into the personal training and strength conditioning sport performance role.
Okay. do you think down the road you would like to get back into coaching at some point?
Not collegiate coaching. I would probably want to, when I do end up going back to coaching, I'd want like high school or grade school even. I like the developmental coaching, I think, a little bit more.
Right. I mean, honestly, I think living here in Jacksonville, you'd probably have ample opportunities to kind of like get into that if you wanted, like no doubt. So what do you like the most about personal training?
I mean, I think, you know, what I love and what like I get excited for every day is really getting to the people I get to work with, building the relationships, watching people set goals and like achieve them a lot of times, you know? Yeah. So I think really the day to day is just the conversations, the good, I don't know, community and all of that. And then I really do enjoy once somebody like does reach a goal or whatever, kind of getting to celebrate that success with them.
Right, right. And just enjoying the journey almost more than probably the end goal sometimes.
Exactly.
You know, just seeing it kind of happen, come to fruition.
Yes.
That's really cool. So what do you like least about training? And I will say, I think everyone that I've asked has had the same exact answer. So let's see what you say.
Ooh, okay. No pressure. I would say there's nothing about the actual job of training that I don't like. I think that the hard part is the scheduling sometimes, right?
Yes.
So, because we work on the opposite schedule of everybody else in the world, early mornings, sometimes later evenings. That part, I think, can be tricky.
Yeah.
Is that what everybody says?
So spot on, yeah. The hours, the schedule.
It's
the early mornings, it's the late nights, the middays.
Yeah. So I would say that's definitely, but I do really, what I've loved so far here is I think Marie does a great job of like, respecting the work-life balance and prioritizing it and allowing that for us. So I do feel like I've fallen into a pretty good realm of, you know,
We're
figuring out what the early mornings are when I have time to myself and things like that.
Yeah.
So
very fortunate to work with Marie, no doubt.
Yep.
So what kind of clients do you prefer to work with?
Ooh.
What's your perfect type of client?
Okay, so I would say and this is what I always said when I coached basketball, too. My favorite player was always the hardest worker.
Okay.
And so my favorite client is whoever's going to be the most serious, hardest working, you know, wants to be here, I guess.
Right.
You know, not necessarily like you have to be like, you know, grinding all the time, but, you know, just that desire, I think, is really important. Just with my background in athletics, I do love working with athletes, youth athletes, love working with like that later high school, college age athlete as well. And so if I can get a really committed athlete, you know, that's probably like number one. But like anybody that's committed, doesn't matter if they're playing a sport, if they're a parent, if they're a grandparent, like if anybody that really wants to be here, I generally love
I mean, if they're working hard, it makes it easy on our part.
Exactly.
For sure.
Exactly. It makes it really enjoyable, really fun.
What kind of clients are you working with currently here at Momentum?
I was so far pretty much a full gambit, a little bit of everybody. I've got a few athletes, couple of like, you know, younger teens that are actually not even in athletics, but just looking to get in shape. And I think that's a fun group to work with. Got a couple of athletes and then a good, you know, group of just kind of, I guess, adults, kind of range all over. Like I said, some are moms, some are grandparents, some are, you know, golfers, you know, just kind of
weekend warriors,
the whole gambit. We got the whole gambit.
Yeah,
so.
Absolutely. So do you have any type of onboarding process that you like to use when working with a new client? Like anything you may like to do specifically? It can be other than like, you know, we obviously have our onboarding process that we do with clients. We bring them in and we do like, you know, movement assessment, that type of thing. But anything that you like to do personally with new clients?
So the first session, I generally try to incorporate a little bit less like on the heavy lifting side and a lot more on movement patterns. So I'm looking at... and again, this is sort of part of the assessment that we see. So I have an idea of what their movement patterns will be like, but I really like to see things like unilateral strength, you know, squat depth. I'm always probably going to see how a hinge looks in the first session, because I think that that's really important. And I also, like I said, I like to do some unilateral work in that within that first session to see if there's any imbalances that are really obvious right off the bat. So all of this I try to do with, you know, little to no weight. If it's a more advanced person, I can, you know, somebody that's been lifting for a while,
Right.
You can progress a little quicker, but.
For sure, yeah. Checking out range of motion, any imbalances, stuff like that. I mean, I love unilateral training. That is definitely my focus. So would you say, is that your style of training, kind of focus on unilateral movements?
Yeah, I would say definitely the top two things I like to think about when I'm training is unilateral strengths, kind of working through any imbalances. Mm-hmm. I think it's really easy. And I know for myself, I hurt my ankle recently. If I'm doing squats, I know I'm using my left leg more than my right. So it's important that I'm doing single leg squats, split squats, things like that. So I try to carry that with my clients as well, keep that unilateral strength. And then also working through range of motion. That's the other big thing for me is, it's cool to be able to maybe squat a lot, 3 inches deep, but to actually be able to move all the way down with less weight without pain, things like that is really important too. So range of motion and that unilateral strength.
Oh, for sure. I mean, especially as we get older, you don't want to lose that range of motion.
Exactly.
So is there a particular person or maybe any experience that you would say has been a big factor in your style of training?
Yeah. So actually that strength coach that I was talking about that kind of took over when I was a senior. He was my mentor when I was the GA, when I was getting into the strength conditioning realm as a professional. And so he really taught me a lot. Tyler Shalast, if you're listening, thank you.
Okay.
So Tyler is awesome. And he really taught me, and he's still to this day. I mean, we still catch up here and there, but,
is he still working there as a strength coach?
So he is still at Michigan Tech, but he moved into hockey. That was his sport. So now he's coaching hockey. Loss for the strength conditioning realm, but probably a win for the hockey world.
Okay.
So.
Hockey, one thing we don't really get down here too much.
No, we had a lot of it up there. Learned a lot about hockey.
No doubt. So when people find out that you're a trainer, what is the most common question that you get?
Oh, man. Probably, how do I, get rid of this fat under my arm, or the really specific, how do I change this one body part?
Right.
Which is always kind of hard to answer because it's not always like that.
What can I do for my core?
Yeah. Yeah. And so I would say that's probably the most common is how do I do this one thing? Generally when people, they want to know how to what to do for that. They want to know what to do to train.
Right. Right. I feel like we get a lot of nutrition questions too.
Yes.
Oh, what should I eat? Or what should I do for this? And say, look, I'm not a dietitian.
Exactly. Yeah.
I'm a trainer. You're barking up the wrong tree here.
Yeah, yeah.
And that just helps you kind of avoid that particular conversation.
Yes,
anyway,
so exactly. Yep.
That's a good segue out of that.
Yep.
So what are some exercises that you feel everyone should be doing? Kind of regardless of age, whatever level of fitness they're in, what should everyone be doing?
I'll give three.
Okay.
Squat.
Perfect. I love it. Okay.
Hinge. So RDL or deadlift.
Okay.
Preferably deadlift. If you can squat, you can deadlift. And split squats.
Okay.
So
I love that.
I like the functional movement of a squat and a deadlift. Being able to hinge, I think, is really important to do that healthy.
Right.
With a strong back, can help save your back. And then squatting, I think, is really important. But like I said, I really love the unilateral strength, so I really love split squats. I think they're a great segue even into squatting.
Oh, absolutely.
Or,
Oh, I totally agree. I think that a lot of people kind of lose the ability to do a regular just squat with good form and good range of motion. So the fact that anyone can basically do a step up or a split squat or a lunge or a reverse lunge. And that's a great, a great way to build back that range of motion, work on any imbalances you may have, and get them back into a normal, functional, just regular squat.
Yes, yes.
So, I love that. What exercises do you feel are overrated? And it can be a good exercise. It's something that you think is too much value is placed on it. I got mine, I love to talk about it. So I want to hear what you've got to say.
I mean, so it's tough. I guess sometimes it's hard to say anything's overrated because if somebody really likes to do something, and it's movement, and do it. It's healthy, right?
Right, so exactly.
So that
if you enjoy it, do it, absolutely.
Yes. I would say what's overrated, I mean, something I do a lot on my own that I hardly ever give clients is burpees.
Okay.
I don't necessarily think they're overrated. I do them a lot. I think that they're fun.
Yeah.
I think there's, a lot of people don't really like them. I don't think that you necessarily need to do them. There's a lot of things you can do instead of a burpee. So that's maybe one.
Okay.
But outside of that, I mean, I don't know. What's yours?
Barbell hip thrusts.
Okay. Okay, I like it.
Good exercise, but like mm-hmm. the amount of time it takes to get it set up and yeah. to work up to like a weight that's like beneficial for the movement, it's just, I feel like I could have already done like a whole like 3-4 sets of like RDLs or deadlifts and some right. back extensions or something and got the exact same benefit.
Yeah, yeah.
So
yeah.
I feel like the trade-off for it is just not that great. And just, you know, obviously it's being like just touted as this great, you know, glute developer or whatever. Yeah, and yeah. like, all right, well, there's other ways to do that. But
yeah,
you
know, no, I can
that's,
see that.
That's my soapbox. That's my soapbox for today.
I like it.
So what does your current training look like? Like, what are you doing right now specifically for you?
So I participate in a lot of CrossFit training. Okay. So I do go to a CrossFit gym. I always tell clients, I'm just like anybody else. Like, could I program for myself? Sure. Mm-hmm. Is it easier if somebody else just tells me what to do? 100%.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yes.
So
yes.
I enjoy CrossFit just because of the way it challenges me. It's not mm-hmm. necessarily, I think, for everybody. But I do that, and then I try to incorporate a little bit of accessory stuff on my own because sometimes right. that gets left out. So
yeah.
Especially like lateral stuff. I'd still like to play basketball and things like that. So I want to make sure I can still move the right way and not just move forward.
Yeah,
there's a lot of just forward in CrossFit. So I like to try to move in all directions. A lot
of sagittal plane movement there.
Yep.
I know I'll set up like the most perfect like week of workouts for myself. And then like mm-hmm. by Tuesday, I'm like, yeah, I don't want to do that now. And
yeah,
I
had
to start taking things out and plugging things in and taking it easy on myself. So
exactly. Yes.
Like, we're normal too. Like, we love for someone just to tell us what to do.
Yes.
Just as much as our clients
do. It'll challenge me much more than
right.
I can challenge
absolutely.
Myself.
And plus, I feel like when we program from ourselves, we pick the things that we're good at.
Yes.
You know,
yes.
we don't really want to like work on our weaknesses or the things that we don't particularly enjoy.
Right.
So it is always good to have someone outside kind of
yes.
helping you out for
exactly.
sure. So any current fitness goals besides just the training for CrossFit? Like, anything you're working up towards?
I mean, not necessarily. As far as like, I guess it's in the realm of CrossFit doing a competition with
yep.
you.
Yeah.
Kathleen.
Very nervous about it.
And
I'm too old for this. I'm way too old for this.
But I think that'll be fun. And it's always in the back of my mind. I'm like, I better get better at like these movements so that I can
right.
do them without failing. So
it definitely gives you a goal. And it's been good for me. It's motivated me to kind of get back into training a little bit more serious.
Yep. Yep.
But not gonna lie, I'm a bit nervous about it.
Yeah. But also, I guess my other like always training goal, like I said, I still like to play basketball when I can. Now I want to mm-hmm. keep that confidence to be able to go out on the court. So like, that's always in the back of my mind. Like, I like to lift because I don't want to go up against some guys that think that they can push me around. You know,
right.
like, I want to still be, like, kind of a go-getter
okay.
on the court. So.
I mean, I heard you beat up on an eighth grader on the court pretty recently, so.
I mean, there's only one way to get better, and that's to get beat sometimes.
If you need to brag about it, I mean, just let us know.
I'm just here to help the youth, okay?
That's right. So if you could say anything to your younger self about, like, any training advice, what would it be?
Yeah, I guess I think about it in, like, two ways. If I'm looking back at, like, my high school collegiate self, I would mm-hmm. probably advise myself to take things like recovery and sleep a little more seriously.
Okay.
You know, especially, like, in college, I'm sure I didn't sleep nearly enough. I procrastinated on my homework and did it at midnight, and then I had to wake up for, like, a 6 a.m. You know, like, it was...
Every college student did?
Always. And I think prioritizing sleep and then also the recovery side, making sure
right.
you're going to the athletic trainers if you need and things like that, that would have benefited my game a lot.
Okay.
Post-college, like, in my just regular adulthood, I would say if I could talk to myself 5 years ago, I would... encourage myself to just be more consistent, like set a goal. Like right now I have a goal to work out at least 4 to 5 times a week,
okay.
at least 4. And that's like, think about like setting aside, it has to be at least 30 minutes and it has to be a committed time to it. Not just like walking the dog.
Right.
And I think that really benefits me all around. Cause I think when I, you know, a few years back, I would get into the like workout hard for like 2 weeks and then take like a week off, like, you know, and
yeah.
it just wasn't consistent.
Just
so.
Get like kind of burnt out and this
yes.
needed a break.
Yes. Yeah. And then like, you know, hit it hard your first workout back so you can't move for 4 days.
Right. Oh, yeah.
And like,
yeah.
I don't think that was the most beneficial route. So just trying to continue moving and not let life get in the way. I think that I let life get in the way sometimes. Okay. So.
Awesome. Love it. Yeah, definitely as we get older, recovery and, you know, balancing out like levels of intensity, all that stuff is hugely important.
Absolutely.
So great. I love that. Awesome. Well, it's been a pleasure having you here for your first podcast. Is it first one ever?
First ever.
Okay. Yeah. So we're just going to blast it on all the social media platforms then.
Trying to get viral here.
Get you as many.
Share it, everybody.
Exactly. Get your viral. So thanks for joining us. Hope you guys enjoyed it. Episode 19, Momentum Fit Podcast. And we will talk to you guys later.
Thank you, everybody. Thanks, Kent.
Yep. You're welcome.